In animation, an evergreen tree sits in the snow. A duck pops out. Cows drag the tree to a farmhouse. In a living room, farm animals decorate the tree.
Crew, you can do what you can't do alone. With a friend, you might pretend to feel warm in the cold. And it's true that I'm gonna be there for you.
Lights and ornaments cover the tree. A sheep puts a star on top. A duck brings in a farmer, then turns on the Christmas tree lights. Duck knocks the unlit star until it shines brightly. Duck jumps into the farmer's arms. Amazon Original Special. Click Clack Moo, Christmas at the Farm. At night, the moon shines over the decorated farmhouse and a barn. A pig and a chicken walk to the barn. They enter, finding three cows using typewriters. More chickens wait in a roped-off line. Duck, a goat, and three mice stand outside the line, and a rabbit holds a clipboard. A cow sings.
Click, clack, moo, clickety, clack, moo, click, clack, moo to you and you and you. What click can clack this cow moo do to make your jingly jangly? I can't wait for Christmas dreams to come true. Ow!
The cow jumps and lands in hay. She pulls a wreath off her head.
Sorry about that. Anyway, back to work typing up your fabulous Christmas lists. Well, hello, chicken. What can Santa get you and your egg for Christmas?
His name is Chico. Happy Chico.
She draws a smile.
Happy Chico. Love that. Why don't we start with you?
Duck talks to a cow.
Dear Santa, I would like a robot butler who does everything I don't want to do, but has a special computer chip which won't let him turn against me. Seeking robot butler revenge.
With another cow.
Next.
The goat approaches.
Merry Christmas, goat! Uh-oh, you're under the mistletoe! Now you have to kiss me.
Goat's breath makes mistletoe leaves fall off the stem.
A red velvet robe, red velvet slippers, red velvet jacket. You know, just say red velvet everything. Oh, and a hot tub.
You must have been a very good duck this year to ask for so many presents.
Yeah, just ask my assistant. He's been adding up my naughties and nices this year, and I gotta tell you, things are looking good. Ain't that right, Rabbit? Rabbit, I kind of need to get back to my Santa list here, buddy.
Sir, you're not getting any presents this year.
Wait, what?
I just quintuple-checked your numbers, sir. You have done some nice things this year, yes, but you've also done some terrible, awful, just unspeakable things.
Who, me?
Roll the video.
A typewriter makes words.
A terrible, awful, just unspeakable things. You pranked Farmer Brown by turning his Statue of Liberty corn maze into a statue of duck corn maze.
I'm sorry. That was wrong.
While Farmer Brown slept, you stacked 15 household objects on his chest with tragic results.
Hey, I was going for the world record.
And you led the animals on a protest strike because Farmer Brown wouldn't buy you electric blankets.
No electric blankets! No milk! No comment. All right, I get it. All I'm getting for Christmas is a big fat lump of coal. I get it, okay?
Farmer Brown enters.
Well, hello, cow. 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 Sheep. 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 Chicken. 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 Goat. Mouse.
Mouse.
Mouse. Duck. Rabbit. And, well, pig, of course.
You're writing your letters to Santa, are you?
Oh, that's what I like to see. Can we type up your Christmas list? Oh, don't you worry about me. I got everything I need. Besides, Santa's gonna need extra room in his sled for all your goodies.
By a frozen pond, Duck blows his nose.
Oh, cheer up, Duck. So you're a selfish, rotten fink. Big deal.
Not everyone can be as wonderful as me.
Be happy!
The mice slide across the ice.
And know that we love you, sweet prince.
If this doesn't cheer you up, nothing will. Ready, everybody? 1, 2, 3! Group Snow Angel!
Duck falls face down in the snow.
Are you okay? I know you feel bad about not getting any presents, sir. The good news is, Christmas is about giving, not getting. Right, sir?
No!
Hurry on in here, animals! The show is about to start.
In the house.
This is gonna be so
No pushing, no pushing!
Come on, hello!
Watch out for extremely breakable Chico!
All right now. Well, I get ready. It's almost time for the first Christmas special of Christmas!
Farmer Brown sits and coins fall out of his pocket.
What the... Oh, crab apples. Not again.
He reaches between couch cushions. Oh,
now, where does all that money go? It's like a bottomless pit down there. No matter. Hey, what's a little loose change when I got my best friends and our wonderful holiday tradition? 7 Christmas specials in 7 days. Popcorn's ready, too. Oh, I'll be right back.
A cow sings.
On the first Christmas special of Christmas, my true love gave to me.
Much as we love your singing, the show's starting, cow.
It's starting, it's starting. The very first Christmas special of Christmas. They try to stop me out of jealousy, but can't you see, baby, can't you see? It's the first Christmas special of the 7 Christmas specials of Christmas.
Okay, I'm afraid we're gonna have to ask you to leave, cow. Terribly sorry.
Outside.
Out in the snow, I can still watch the show, feeling that whispery, twispery Christmas glow.
Ooh. A commercial shows a spinning dryer.
Hi, I'm Appliance Al, and those are my actual clothes in the dryer.
Farmer Brown watches.
Oh, I don't just feel toasty-woasty. I feel toasty-woasty to the mosty.
To be toasty-woasty to the mosty.
And no static cling, thanks to the amazing Tumbletron 300 dryer.
Huh. Farmer Brown really likes that dryer.
Oh, I think Farmer Brown loves that dryer.
Oh, my.
Maybe there is something that Farmer Brown wants for Christmas after all.
Oh, you have to admit, the dryer we have now is a hunk of junk. It is a disgrace.
That sounds like a homesick orangutan.
Oh, I forgot its milk money stolen.
And got body slammed by a T-Rex.
And then blew up.
Which explains why Farmer Brown's clothes have been a little damp as of late.
Oh, that explains why he keeps turning into a Farmer Brownsicle.
A glimpse shows him frozen.
So come on down! Order before Christmas, and I'll throw in a spin on Al's amazing wheel of home accessories! Win a dishwasher, a new fridge! How about an electric waffle maker?
Did he just say electric waffle maker?
Rabbit imagines the animals on a giant waffle.
And if you want to beat the holiday rush, just text your order directly to me. Hey, it's a text from Santa.
Ho, ho, ho. Send me all the dryers you got, Al. All anybody wants for Christmas this year is a Tumbletron 300 dryer.
Me too.
Let's get Farmer Brown that dryer for Christmas.
And how are we gonna do that?
With the transplendent transplendency of the Christmas spirit.
Duck points up in thought.
Rabbit, hey, if I help pull off this Christmas miracle, would I get back on Santa's nice list?
Almost certainly, sir.
Cow's right, everybody.
With the transplendent transplendency of the Christmas spirit.
There's nothing we can't do. What do you say, gang?
I say, don't leave me hanging here, Duck. Give me some.
Quack, quack, boo.
If we can pull it off,
it'll be
the toastiest,
woostiest,
mostiest,
Al's amazing wheel of home accessoriesiest,
waffle winningest Christmas ever.
Ooh, and I'll be back on the nice list, baby.
Later.
Keep looking, everybody. There's got to be a ton of money buried in there.
I found a sandwich.
I found a retainer.
I found a lollipop with a hair stuck to it.
Ew.
All righty, Pig. Show me how this thing works.
Pig shows a thermometer chart.
Here, and we have to get all the way up to 430, which is what the dryer costs. That's way up here.
Hold on. Wait a second. How come we're starting at below zero?
I had to lay out some serious moolah for the arts and crafts supplies. Like I always say, you can never have enough glitter.
Pig sprinkles glitter.
Glitter!
Ooh, I got something! It's my old Dr. Cow action figure. I wonder if my old Mooocopter's in here, too.
Goat chews, then spits out a toy helicopter. Saliva drips from it.
Do you always have to be so goaty?
I'm a goat.
We're getting nowhere. Somebody has got to go into the crevice. Farmer Brown said it's like a bottomless money pit in there.
My team is ready, Cow. Permission to go into the crevice.
Permission granted, Mouse.
The mice pose in safety vests. Glitter covers Pig's chest.
Oi, mates, before you go, who wants a bro hug, huh? Bring it in! Ah, feel the love! We know you can do it!
Glitter gets on the mice.
Oh, right, yeah, sorry about that. Sorry, put you there. More covered in glitter glue.
We don't need any heroes, Mouse. Anything goes wrong, you tug the yarn two times and we pull you up. Got it?
You worry too much, Cow. See you on the other side, my amigos.
The mice slide down the yarn into the crevice. Later.
I don't know, guys. I don't like this.
They're in too deep.
Hurry, pull them up, Cow.
Two tugs, Cow. That's what we said. Two tugs. Oh, come on, you little monkeys.
A view of a clock shows time passing. The yarn moves twice.
Two tugs!
Come on, lads! Pull them up!
The animals pull the mice out. Covered in lint, the mice frown.
Are you hurt? What happened? Did you find anything?
I'm ashamed to say we failed you, my friends.
Ha ha! Just kidding!
He takes out money.
And this!
And this!
Yay! Come on, everybody!
Yes, we are.
Duck winks at Rabbit.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, I got it the first time, sir.
Outside the barn.
We got hand-knit Christmas sweaters, people. Get them while they're ugly. Perfect for the holidays. They come in super ugly, super duper ugly, and so ugly it hurts.
A dog buys one.
Gracias.
Later.
I don't know, but I've been told that holiday cheese logs are always rolled.
A beaver buys cheese.
Merci.
Later.
Is everybody ready to have fun? To have adventure?
To pay in cold, hard cash?
Then let's begin our world-famous holiday barnyard animal super safari adventure tour.
Duck leads animals through the barn.
If we're very, very lucky, extremely lucky, some might say, we just might spot some cows over here.
One cow milks another.
I udder to think what might happen if there was a milk misfire.
Milk sprays.
Oopsies.
Uh-oh! Incoming! Let's get out of here! You may have seen a flock of sheep before, but have you ever seen a clump of sheep? They're one of nature's most graceful, majestical animal clumps.
The sheep bump into a wall and roll around. They land in a pile.
If you like the sweaters, they're available in our souvenir shop. They make a great gift for Dad.
Buy a chicken coop.
Another fun fact, scientists have discovered that birds are the direct descendants of dinosaurs. Is it true? You'll have to decide for yourself.
The chickens come out.
Oh, no! You want to live? Follow me, guys!
Duck leads the tour group through the snow.
And that's a goat.
I'm a goat.
Goat chews a stocking. In the farmhouse.
All right, then. If you're a child, hold your parents' paw, talon, or hoof a little tighter. Because if we're really, really lucky, we might get a glimpse of the most terrifying animal of all. Look, if you dare.
Farmer Brown sleeps.
You may touch, but do not awaken the beast. because that would be a very, very, very bad idea.
What's going on here? What? Duck! Ooh, I should have known. What do you think you're doing?
Duck holds a sign. Farmer Brown reads it.
It's all a dream.
Sleep.
Well, I reckon that's a relief. It's all a dream.
Sleep.
Outside the barn, Pig holds the chart.
Why is everybody so stressed out?
We're only halfway there. And Christmas is a week away?
I've got an idea.
I don't know, Cow. Your ideas have a way of kind of always stinking?
Hey!
Later, animals jump in a bounce house.
Great idea, Cow. Definitely not stinky. Cow, ow, 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 ow.
Oh, well, when in doubt, you gotta go bounce house.
At night, the animals watch TV in the house. Duck eats snacks on the couch. The singing cow stands in front of the TV.
Moo, 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 moo. On the sixth Christmas special of Christmas, my true love gave to me.
Cow, I love your voice.
That's very nice of you to say, Duck.
Well, that's because I'm very nice. Did you get that? But the thing is, Cow, if you're singing, we can't watch the show.
I'm sorry. I'll stop. I'm so, so sorry, everybody.
Duck returns to his snacks.
Six chickens are laying five non-nutritional snacks. Four kinds of mammals, three nameless cows, two crazy dancing feet. Whoa, whoa, whoops!
She falls into the Christmas tree.
I guess I'll go outside now.
The cow watches from outside.
And a spunky little cow that can still watch a fly and sell on the TV.
Inside, Farmer Brown sits by the TV.
I don't just feel toasty woasty. I feel toasty woasty to the mosty.
Tumbletron.
Order before Christmas, and I'll throw in a spin on Al's amazing wheel of home accessories.
The animals gather by the farmer.
Maybe you'll win an electric waffle maker!
Waffles! Yeah!
And if you want to beat the holiday rush, just text your order directly to me. Hey, it's another text from Santa.
Keep those tumbletrons coming, Al. Just like me, everybody's dreaming of a static-free tumbletron Christmas.
He finds underwear on his back.
Embarrassing.
So come on down and get your tumbletron while supplies last. They're going fast.
Wait a second. They're going fast?
While supplies last?
Oh, no. We don't have the money yet.
We have got to do something before they're all gone. Right? Increasingly concerned, but trying not to show it, Chico. You're so brave.
If we're going to get that dryer, we must be fearless. We must be cunning.
They go to Appliance Al's.
And we must make the customers disappear. On my count, my compadres. One... Two, make me proud. Stick with the plan and keep it frosty.
In the store, the chickens scare a woman.
Help! Runaway goat being ridden by a duck!
A cow wearing mistletoe gives a man a slobbery kiss. He runs to Al, pointing at the cow.
What in the world is going on?
A cow types a note and gives it to Al.
Dear Appliance Al, could you please hold a Tumbletron 300 dryer for us until we can pay for it?
He looks at a grinning cow.
Sincerely, cow, 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 sheep, 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 chicken, chicken. Okay, I get it. None of you have names. How much money do you have?
Pig holds the chart.
That's all you've got? I don't want to be the bad guy here, but I run a business, and... I've already got enough problems competing with Brigitte over there at that fancy appliance depot without having to hold a top-of-the-line dryer for a bunch of livestock. No offense.
The sheep chase a woman.
What is that?
Rabbit spins the wheel.
Oh, you want a prize. Well, how about you leave right now and I won't call animal control? Out!
The animals run off. Rabbit returns, spins the wheel, and leaves. Al glares. At night, the animals walk by Appliance Depot.
That went well.
Oh, come on. At least we tried.
Oh, wow. That must be Brigitte. She doesn't look very happy.
Oh, looks like Appliance Al's got a lot more customers.
Hey, guys, what if we helped her out and got paid for it?
Daytime.
Who's excited? I sure am. We're almost ready for the stupendous flying animal Santas.
Stupendous flying animal Santas?
Yeah, they gave me this brochure. Okay, it says they know the secret to attracting new customers.
I sure hope so.
Okay, is everybody ready? Then bring on the stupendiosity!
Oh, please, 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 please.
In a plane, a cow holds an open door, wearing a Santa suit and skydiving gear. Drool flies from her mouth.
Cow, buddy, hey, skydiving isn't that scary. Remember what they said in the safety video? It's like dancing in the air. Dancing in the air, sweetheart. Come on, cow, dance with me. I need some help. Hip, hop, ooh, ah, hee-chee, ooh, ah, ah, whatever it is you guys say. Okay, never mind. Pig, baby, who's ready to be a legend? Come on, show of hooves. Come on, sheep clump, talk to me. Tell me what I want to hear.
We want our mommies.
Come on, what is your deal, guys? If we make this jump, Brigitte's going to pay us enough money to buy the dryer. If we don't, we won't get squat. Look, guys, I'm just as scared as you are. But you know what's even scarier than this? Not getting that dryer for Farmer Brown. I know what you're all thinking. Farm animals don't fly.
They fall at a rate of 32.2 feet per second per second, sir.
Maybe they do, Rabbit. Maybe they do. But guess what? You're not farm animals today. You're farm animals wearing rented Santa suits. So ask yourself, what would Santa do? Would he cry like a baby or draw a scared face on an egg? No, he'd tighten his belt and say, Santa Claus is coming to town! Cows, make me proud!
Santa Claus is coming to town!
Chicken, I know you're not chicken!
Santa Claus is coming to town!
Hey, mice, you eat danger for breakfast!
Santa Claus is coming to town!
Is everybody ready?
Yeah!
Let's go! Go!
The animals jump out of the plane. They fall through the air.
All we gotta do is hit that bullseye, and we bring home the bacon! Just follow me down. I'll lead the way.
A cow falls next to Duck.
Duck, look! I'm dancing in the air.
Yes, you are, cow.
Ready for action, my friends? Christmas tree!
Hep day!
The animals form a tree shape. Brigitte watches from below.
Take that, Appliance Al.
Wow, we're gonna do it, Rabbit.
Looks like you're going to do it too, sir.
You mean get back on the nice list?
You're almost there.
Wow.
Duck sits in a cloud hot tub.
Feliz Navidad, Red Velvet Jet Ski. And a Merry Christmas to you, Red Velvet Monster Truck. And you, you must be my Red Velvet Robot Butler, Alberto. Welcome!
We are drifting off course, sir.
Oh, that's wonderful, Alberto.
I would beg to differ,
sir.
What? Huh? Where's my hot tub? My monster truck? Alberto!
Duck, where's the bullseye? And why are we drifting towards Appliance Al's?
Hey, I think there's a deal going on next door.
Appliance Al's, let's go.
Come on, guys.
Fine, no customers, no cash.
As the animals drift to Appliance Al's, customers enter.
Thanks, animals. Couldn't have done it without you.
The animals land, and Rabbit looks at his clipboard.
Bad news, sir. You're back on the naughty list again.
No bullseye, no bacon, and it's all my fault.
Nighttime at the farm.
Oh, man, how could things get any worse?
They find Farmer Brown frozen.
Somebody get me my hair dryer.
In the house, Farmer Brown sits in bed as Duck blow dries him.
Oh, happy almost Christmas, everybody. I'm sorry I can't join y'all for the last Christmas special at Christmas. But you know what'd be swell? Y'all could watch it for me. Would you do that? Oh, I better move along now. The show's almost over.
In the living room.
The end? I can't believe it. The last Christmas special is over.
Duck looks sad.
On the day we missed the seventh Christmas special of Christmas, my true love gave to me.
Come on, really, Cow, not now.
This is not the right time, Cow.
This is exactly the right time. You guys never let me sing, but this time I'm gonna sing and you're gonna listen because... On the day we missed the seventh Christmas special of Christmas, my true love gave to me. Five chicks are sighing, three mice are crying, two cows staring at me like I'm a disgrace to their species. One frumpy clump, one majorly bunchy bow. And a seventh Christmas special we made all by ourselves.
The only thing we know how to make is a mess.
I don't think so. Come on, gang, follow me.
At the barn.
We all know the special about that needy little tree. And the one where Santa's luck was wearing thin, so thin. And the special about the monster who turned as kind as can be. But what about the one we're in?
Well, we did have a safari tour.
And cheese across the floor.
Leapt into the couch to depths unknown.
We had a bouncy house.
Ooh. We glitter glued a mouse.
Making a Christmas special all our own.
I made an angel in the snow. Me too.
I ate a stinky shoe.
Along with every object he was shown.
Do you have to be so goaty?
I'm a goat.
We went plunging from a plane. That was so insane.
We are making a Christmas special all our own.
We missed the bullseye and didn't get paid and couldn't buy the dryer because I was a greedy grabber who was only thinking about dirty, rotten me.
You're the reason we blew it?
And why our special's so sad?
Why, Chico's emotionally scarred for life.
I'm sorry I made Christmas time so bad.
Rabbit follows Duck outside.
Why are you going, sir?
Because I'm a naughty duck. Naughty as one duck could be.
He's so naughty, so naughty, naughty.
I'm a naughty, not nice duck now. Na, 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 naughty.
He's so naughty, so naughty, naughty.
Don't even know how to be nice unless it's to give more stuff for me. You'd all be better off without me.
Duck falls in the snow.
But sir,
according to this Christmas special manual I have here by experts in the Christmas special biz, on page 403, sir, come see, sir, it's so clear, the thing that makes a special special is forgiveness.
We forgive you.
Come on, you may not be the perfect duck, but you're our duck.
You add a special energy to the group, sir.
You think that I can play a part?
If you open up your heart,
we'll bring our story to a close with jolly ho-ho-hos.
The greatest happy ending ever shown.
I'll be transplendently transplanted from now on.
In the Christmas special,
clickety-clack, clack, clickety-clack.
A special special,
clickety-clack, right back at the act.
A Christmas special, oh,
oh, oh. Maybe I'm not such a naughty duck after all.
In the living room.
Oh, we've got to get Farmer Brown that dryer.
We don't have the cash or the glitter.
The TV show Santa.
Oh, but we do have Santa Claus. What if we asked him for the dryer?
Isn't it way too late for that?
Maybe not. Remember the Appliance Al's commercial? The text Santa sent to him? If we could just get to Al's and use his phone...
We could text our new list to Santa.
Very efficient.
Not the worst idea.
Right, that's brilliant.
Sir, if you pull this off, you're totally going to be back on the...
Stop, Rabbit. Nice list, naughty list. I don't care anymore. I don't even want any presents. I just want to get this dryer for Farmer Brown.
You know what? Duck's right. I don't want presents either.
Me neither!
No presents for us. Hip, hop, ho!
Or us. Right! Slightly crushed about the presents but still sort of filled with Christmas spirit, Chico?
No taking, just giving.
The dryer.
For Farmer Brown.
Yes, we can do it.
Yeah, we're gonna get that Tumbletron.
Who needs presents?
Let's be nice just to be nice.
Hey, whoa, what are you doing with my nice list?
I thought you said...
Hey, I changed my mind.
Duck takes it from Goat.
You know what? Let's go get that dryer.
Oh, it looks pretty cold out there.
Not if you travel like we do.
Outside, the animals ski in a clump.
Ah, I get it. In a cozy, wozy clump.
They head to town. As Al locks up his store, the animals arrive.
Oh, great. Not you guys again. I'm closed. I'm going home. Oh, perfect. More cow typing. Okay, give it here. Dear Appliance Al, could you please text this letter to Santa? Guys, I'm sorry, but it's Christmas Eve. My family's waiting for me. It's way too late.
He takes a second note.
You guys are killing me. Dear Santa, all we want for Christmas is a Tumbletron 300 dryer to give to Farmer Brown. Sincerely, cow, sheep. Oh, okay. He got me. Got me again. You came all this way in the snow for your friend, and you actually think I'm gonna text Santa Claus with this nutso idea?
The animals nod.
Okay, it is Christmas.
Inside, Al sends the message.
Ha ha! We did it! By the hair of our chinny chin chin, Mr. Goat.
Goat chews on Al's phone.
Oh, he's very goaty, isn't he? All right, can I go home now?
Al exits the store. Frowning, he looks back at the animals and goes inside.
So, I guess you guys are all probably hoping I'm gonna give you a ride home, right?
The animals leave, but Rabbit stays.
Go ahead, Flopsy. Give it a spin.
Rabbit spins the prize wheel. It lands on a picture of a waffle maker. On a snowy road, Al drives the animals.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly. Fa la 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 la. Tis the season to be jolly. Fa la 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 la.
Whack!
Don we now our gay apparel. Fa la 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 la.
Oink!
Troll the ancient Yuletide carol. Fa la 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 la.
They arrive home, and Cal licks Al.
Hey, whoa, 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 I love you too. That's fine. I gotta go home now, so gotta wrap some presents. Good luck with Santa and your farmer friend. And oh yeah, one last thing. Merry Christmas, cow, 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 chicken, 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 little Chico, sheep, 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 mouse, 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 rabbit, duck, and pig. Have I missed anybody? Too bad! I gotta get out of here.
Santa flies past with dryers in his sled.
Oh, pull up, pull up! Oh, Mayday! Form the runway! Hold the runway!
Santa's sled knocks the farmhouse roof and a dryer falls out. Farmer Brown comes out and spots it in the snow.
Tumbletron!
Santa lands.
Great fours of holly! Almost didn't make it there. That is the last time I lug a dozen Tumbletron dryers. Seems like everybody wants one this year. That one there? Oh, that's yours, Farmer Brown.
Oh, there must be a mistake. I didn't ask for anything this year.
I know, but these guys did.
Farmer Brown walks to the animals.
You did this for me? Oh, come here.
He hugs them.
Cow. Easy. I love you guys. I feel toasty-woasty to the mosty.
Duck, this is for you.
He dumps a lump of coal.
We're sorry, Duck. You were so close to getting on the nice list. Maybe next year.
Duck smiles.
Oh, I tell you what. Why don't I take all your nices from this year and roll them over into next year? Give you a good head start. You're probably going to need it.
In the living room, Farmer Brown watches his clothes spin in the dryer. The animals eat waffles made by Rabbit. Outside, Santa flies past the moon. Executive producers Doreen Cronin and Betsy Lewin. Executive producer Will McRobb. Executive producers Jennifer Oxley and Billy Aronson. Written by Will McRobb. Directed by Jennifer Oxley. Based on the Click Clack Moo book series by Doreen Cronin and illustrated by Betsy Lewin. Copyright 2017 Amazon Content Services LLC. All rights reserved. This program has been described by the Media Access Group at WGBH. Logos, 100 Chickens, Wellsville, Amazon Studios.